Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Brett Clay is back. That's right. Brett is back. He's the founder and the CEO of Change Leadership Group. He's the author of Selling Change, 101 Secrets for Growing Sales by Leading Change, and he's here to talk to us about something that's going on in his life, and that's given him some perspectives that should help us too. Brett Clay, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. Okay, Brett, you've actually headed down the road. You've made the commitment. You've crossed the Rubicon. You've made the decision to get your PhD, to get your doctorate degree.
That's right. It's needless to say, it's a big decision and a big commitment. It's going to take about 4 years of working part-time, full-time, if you will.
Part-time, full-time on top of your work and your life, right?
Exactly.
So how long have you been working on this?
I just started, actually, back in May.
Oh, okay. So it's a little too soon for you to actually be to the point where you look in the mirror and say, I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? Right?
Well, you know, already it's just really invigorating to be in this program. You know, first of all, I guess I'm just kind of committed to lifelong learning as a philosophy. I talk to all of my clients about that. I grew up in the world of the Malcolm Baldrige Quality Awards and Total Quality Management, where we talk about continuous incremental improvement. And so I just have this value of continuing to improve, and I also believe that it's required to stay competitive these days. I mean, if we stay where we were and we have the skills that we had 10 years ago, with technology and the markets and global competitors moving so fast these days, how are we going to be competitive if we're still doing what we were doing 10 years ago?
Using
the same skills we had 10 years ago.
One of my favorite quotes is from Plato, who the Roman statesman who started learning Greek at the age of 85, and someone said, you know, not it was Cato. Cato did this. They said, why are you learning Greek at your age? He said, it's the youngest age I have.
Right, exactly. I mean, it really does keep you young, keep your mind sharp, and continue to grow.
Well, you know, I think research has proven that your brain is a muscle, and you know, the more you flex it, the stronger it gets and the stronger it stays. I believe that too. But I'm back to your last point about staying competitive. The thing that I've been talking about on the show with folks like you, Brett, for a long time now, is that every business has to be constantly innovative, not innovation as a means to an end, but as a way of life. Can't just manage change, has to lead change. That's the work that you do all the time. And we've constantly got to be checking our position with our customers' expectations, because that's what should be driving our behavior. What are our customer expectations? How can we meet or exceed those? And what do we have to do to make that happen? And more, that's coming back to being a lifelong learner, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, as you mentioned, that's exactly what I do in my practice and what I talk about in the book Selling Change. It's all about meeting the customer's goals. And when you think about it, the customer, it wouldn't be a goal, it'd be an achievement if the customer had some kind of a block, something preventing them from getting there. So the value that we can offer our clients is helping them overcome the obstacles that they couldn't overcome themselves. And that is essentially what I call a change leadership process.
Mm-hmm.
Helping them reevaluate the situation. Now, this is, and every business is different. If you're a plumber, it's different than being a doctor or an attorney, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is to absolutely add that value to help them achieve their goals.
Right, right. Well, and the thing is, and see, this is what the reason. What you're saying, though, inside of what you're saying is what I talk about in my next book that we're getting close to finishing, and that is that it's no accomplishing what you just said is not about being competitive with your competitor, out pricing, out delivering, you know, out product lining your competitor, but it's about finding out what your customer's expectations are and being relevant to that. Not if you can be relevant to that customer's expectation, especially if that expectation means helping them help their customers, if you can get into that slot, if you can fill that niche, being competitive doesn't even come up.
That's right. It's not. You're right. It doesn't. And then the other thing is
price doesn't even come up.
Right. Because what matters most is the customer achieving their goals. I often ask people, and I've asked very, very experienced, smart people at some of the biggest Fortune 50 companies, what is the biggest value that you can deliver to your customer? And the best answer that I usually receive is helping the customer solve their biggest problem.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, that's not the most value you can deliver. As you're saying, the most value you can deliver is helping them achieve their goal.
That's right.
Whatever problem they have is just an obstacle in the path of their goal. So if you start to orient yourself around what is the customer going through, what are they trying to achieve, how can I help them, they're absolutely right. Competition, they will forget about competition because you are, if you will, 100% in their radar because mm-hmm. you're consuming their thoughts. You're helping them achieve their goal, and that's what consumes them.
Help the customer help their customer. And if you're really good at it, Brett, and I've done this, you can pull off the hat trick, which is you help your customer help their customer help their customer.
And that's value.
That's the
going full downstream.
And when you get to that point in a relationship with one of your customers, you can't. They won't run you. They won't run you off. You, a competitor. How's a competitor going to squeeze in there and take that away from you?
Well, at that point, I have a cartoon in the front of my book that says that customers will be begging to give you their business,
right?
Because
right.
you're delivering that value that probably few other people can. Because, and, like you say, most people don't have that mindset.
And that value, though, has to be helping them lead change, right? I mean, isn't that the key to they're having to deal with the expectations of their customers. If you can get to that point, folks, that point in the relationship, you know, things really start getting really good. The book is called Selling Change, and that's by Brett Clay. He and I will be right back. 20 after, soon to be Dr. Brett Clay.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.